The village of Millerton, New York, has really turned into a town where you can judge when it's going to be spring, summer, winter, or fall. How? Just by the merchants and what they put on in the town. And this is once again another fall that we have come. And once again, it's another fall for art that is going to take place in Millerton, New York on October 6th from 4 until 8 p.m. Let's welcome in Dick Hermans. Dick, nice to speak to you today.
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Not too bad. So it really is, for a small little town, I think the merchants get together and put on these incredible weekend and these various events. And Fall for Art is back with us once again.
Yep, and we made it a compact event this year. It's a one-day event that I think, well, it's clearly going to be the most exciting day in Millerton this year, for sure.
And that one day, once again, is October 6th, and it runs from 4 till 8 p.m. And you know what's great? You've got so many different people participating. I see about 21, 22 merchants. But then you have, Veterans Park has a place, Railroad Plaza. I mean, you really do have it spread out in a nice, walkable, easy area.
Well, the Fall for Art is officially from 4 to 8. There are things going on in Millerton all day long. I mean, the art will be in the stores all day, for sure. In the morning, the Weebatuck School Community have their community day up this year. They decided to bring it into the village of Millerton. That'll be going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. down on Railroad Plaza with tables and vendors and a lot of people. And 2 to 4 p.m. Behind the community center along the rail trail, there's going to be a music presentation. And then the Fall for Art, 4 to 8, and back on the rail trail at the Music Cellar, which is just south of the Irondale Schoolhouse on the trail. There'll be music performances there from 4 to 9. Millerton will be hopping all day long.
So basically from 10 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock in the evening.
That's right.
And I think that's great, and it offers so much to see and do. And what I like about it especially is that it combines people who are weekenders. It combines people who live in the area. And because of your unique location at the crossroads where you are of 44 and 22, I think it's amazing how many people I see when we're at these events that just stop by because they're passing through and they find what's going on in Millerton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Millerton, we're a wee bit off of, we're on 22, but the downtown is a little, but anybody who turns that corner and comes delighted by what they find here, because we have a great variety of art displays in their shows, in their shops that day. And Millerton's really, in this past year, has been very transitional for us. And we obviously, Saperstein's closing is a big deal, and there are two or three other shops who, people retired or moved to different locations, and we have a new downtown all of a sudden. We have John Goudreau's great furniture shop. We have the one just across from our bookstore, the thing called The Place, which has part Hammertown, part of The Place, which used to be a little further down the street, and the thing with Mimi Ramos is the clothing. So there's really... That's just a few of the things that have been moved onto Main Street. It's really pretty exciting.
I don't think people realize that in that little stretch where you go from 22 up on Main Street, not quite to Park Avenue, there's 20-some businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's Millerton has had that going for over 160 years.
Well, once again, it's Fall for Art, one day only this year, October 6th from 4 until 8 p.m., the Fall for Art portion of it, but there's events going on in Millerton basically from 10 o'clock in the morning through 9 o'clock at night. The Fall for Art, you can get more information at fallforart.com, fallforart.com, and just keep up the good work, because I'll tell you what, Millerton is rapidly approaching Kent, and you might surpass it in great ideas for people to come spend time in town.
Thank you, Marshall. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And also, I mentioned there at the Irondale Schoolhouse, there's really a spectacular showing of art by Robert Combs, Robert Patrick Combs. And it's going to be, he was a hit last year, and he's back with new art this year.
All right, Dick, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Thank you, Marshall. Appreciate it.